This is day three of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. Clouds may have covered most of the state throughout Wednesday, but the rain kept away from the harvesting acres for yet another day during Wheat Harvest 18. Jan Strunk, a farmer from Colwich, reported that he and his crew are wrapping up and are hoping to be finished by Wednesday evening. Test cutting started on Monday, June 4th, and ramped up to full-force harvesting by Tuesday, June 5th. Strunk said that he is expecting an overall average of about 35 bushels per acre. He said the heads just didn't fill out. There were only about half the amount of kernels that we normally have. It's a lot of factors in that, the drought, shallow root systems, and the freeze. While Strunk didn't have official word from his local elevator on his protein levels, he predicts that they will be higher than previous years. Test weights are averaging around 59.5 pounds per bushel. He said, "We've been pretty fortunate that we've had several good harvests back-to-back before this one. We can't have a bumper crop every year, unfortunately. That's just the nature of the business." Brad Weedle, manager of the Mound Ridge branch of Mid-Kansas Co-op, reported receiving his first load on June 7th. He estimates that they are nearly 50% complete. Quality is looking good for Mound Ridge farmers, but yields remain as elusive as the Kansas rain. He said, "Right now we are averaging around 59 pounds per bushel. Our benchmark is 60, but we were honestly expecting much lower. Proteins in the area are very high this year, with Weedle estimating an average between 13 and 14%. He said in the previous few years, 13 was considered high. This year, that will be a bit lower than the average. In 30 years in the business, I think this is the highest protein crop I've seen." Weedle reported that yields range from 25 to 45 bushels per acre this season. Lower yields can be attributed to the lack of rain on the plains this year and a few late freezes in the area. He says, "Even though yields are lower this year, I think it's important to point out that the technologies we have now have really helped the crop survive the curveballs that nature throws at it. If we would have had these conditions 30 years ago, we would have been looking at single digits to 15 bushels per acre." The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.